Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
The Lord Jesus used short stories known as parables to use the ordinary things of life to teach the Israelite people spiritual truths about God the Father and heaven. Sometimes, if no explanation of a parable's meaning was given, people were confused, never coming to understand what Jesus meant. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, Jesus told the parable of the talents, also known as the three servants. The kingdom of heaven can be compared to a man travelling to a far country. He called his servants and entrusted them with his money. Each one was given according to his own ability. The man expected each of his servants to put his money to work and increase his wealth. Then the man left on a long journey. The first two servants doubled the amount that they were given. The third servant didn't attempt to do anything with his share. He simply dug a hole in the ground and put his master's money there. After a long time, the man returned and called his servants to give account for their activities while he was away. He was very pleased with the first two servants who had doubled his wealth. He praised and rewarded them by giving them even more to be responsible for. The third servant brought back the amount of money he had been entrusted with and gave some reasons for doing nothing with it. The man was angry and said the servant could have at least given the money to the bankers and gained interest on it. The man ordered the servant's money be given to the first servant, who already had a large amount. The third unprofitable servant was thrown outside in terrible darkness. When a farmer goes out to sow a field with grain, he too expects a good return on his crops, and especially in Jesus' day, a harvest of food that will last for a whole year. In Jesus' time, the farmer took the grain seed and scattered it by hand over the freshly ploughed soil. This is another parable that Jesus told the people. Today's Bible adventure drama starts with the parable of the sower.
And Jesus sat in the boat, and the multitude stood on the shore. And when Jesus turned toward the multitude to speak unto them, they became very quiet. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying,
Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds
You look tired, Father. What did you do today?
I sowed grain all day.
Oh, I'd like to watch and see the first signs of the grain coming up through the ground.
The bursting forth of new grain is a miracle of God, performed through his sunshine and rain and his great creative power.
Father, today I saw the birds eating some of the seeds you planted.
Yes, dear, the birds do eat seeds that fall by the wayside.
The seeds are starting to grow, Father. Father, some of the new blades of grain withered and died today. Why?
Yes, my daughter, I noticed it too. The seeds fell on stony ground and had no deepness of earth to grow in. And when the sun was up, the blades were scorched and withered. They had not deep roots. And the seeds that fell among the thorns, they are being choked because the thorns are thicker and more hardy.
And other of the seeds fell into good ground, and sprung forth and bore fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold.
And Jesus spake unto the multitude another parable, saying,
The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed upon good ground. But when?
Father, the seeds that you planted are starting to grow. I noticed something else coming up, too. Looked like weeds.
Yes, dear, I saw them, too.
What are they?
Weeds, as you suspected.
Why do weeds grow along with the grain?
Well, dear, the night after I planted the good seeds, my enemy came and sowed weed seeds. so they grow among my good seeds.
Are you going to pull up the weeds?
No, my daughter. If I pull up the weeds, I'll also pull up the stalks of wheat. So I'll let them grow together. But on the day of harvest, I'll say to the reapers, gather together the weeds into bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
After speaking many parables unto the multitude, Jesus sent them away and went into his house. And the disciples came unto him and asked,
Master, why speakest thou unto the multitude by parable?
Because it is given unto you, my disciples, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The multitude, seeing, see not, and hearing, hear not, neither do they understand. This people's heart is waxed cold, and their eyes are closed, and their ears are dull of hearing. But at some future time, some of them will remember the parables, and see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and will understand with their heart, and they will be converted and saved into my kingdom.
Master, we would that thou explain unto us the parables, the seed that fell by the wayside and was eaten by the birds.
When anyone heareth the words of my kingdom and understandeth them not, the evil one cometh and catches away that which was sown in the heart.
The seed sown in the stony places, Master.
The same is he who heareth the word and receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself. When cometh tribulation or persecution, he is offended and withereth away. He also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth and believeth. But the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
Then, of course, the seed that fell on good ground and brought forth a bountiful harvest must represent thy words, which are heard and obeyed by those who love God.
That is so, Peter. See thou that thy heart is as the good ground.
Declare unto us, Master, the parable of the weeds in the field.
He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the weeds are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the weeds are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The angels shall gather them that do iniquity and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them.
Our Heavenly Father is looking for a harvest from his people too. In John's Gospel, chapter 15, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser or gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Jesus also said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. This is a serious warning. Some people say they're Christians and even hold important positions in the church, but really, they just pretend to be Christians. Some look for the importance that their position gives them. Some try to run the church the same way as they run their business. Others look for leadership control so they can tell others what to do. The amazing thing to realize is that God knows those who are truly his. No one can fool God. Although pretend Christians often deceive others, they also deceive themselves. It is God who will have the last word. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do what my Father in heaven wants them to do. When the judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name we spoke God's message. By your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. In that same chapter, Jesus gave a warning to watch out for false prophets. He said, they come to you looking like sheep on the outside, but on the inside they are really like wild wolves. You will know them by what they do. He continued, thorn bushes do not bear grapes, and briars do not bear figs. A healthy tree bears good fruit, but a poor tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a poor tree cannot bear good fruit. And any tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know false prophets by what they do. So what is good fruit and what is not? Unless and until a person willingly devotes their life to the Lord Jesus, they haven't become a branch in him, nor does he have any part in them. Each person must look to Jesus in faith for his forgiveness for all their wrongdoing. They must also believe that the only way to God, the Father in heaven, is through Jesus. For it is only in surrender to God and his will for our lives that we can receive the Holy Spirit. Without the indwelling power of God, even the most committed Christian can bear no fruit. The good works a non-believer in Christ does can never bring that person into a trusting relationship with Jesus. Neither can such works bridge the gulf caused by human sin. The sinner coming to Christ for forgiveness sings, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." A gardening man had a small tree growing on his land. A name tag was attached to one of its branches by a piece of wire. As the branch grew, the wire began to cut into it. The gardener saw that the leaves weren't flourishing like those on the other branches, so he removed the wire. In a few days, life was flowing to such an extent that the branch began flowering. Soon the marks of the wire disappeared. Some of you may be in danger of withering by the constrictions of sin. If you're returning to abiding in Christ, you'll discover that he will continue to work through you. Once more, you'll demonstrate to others that abiding in Christ is the sure condition for fruitfulness. Each of us can make a difference in our world. God calls us to be salt, light, and ambassadors for Christ. He wants each of us to leave our workplace, family, neighborhood, and church a better place than how it was when we came. The Holy Spirit's work in the committed believer's life produces a number of attitudes, which include love, self-discipline, generosity, and kindness to help others. As opportunities arise, a believer will point people to the greatest love gift ever offered to human beings, a place in God's kingdom and an inheritance. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is speaking about his teaching to the people in Corinth as laying a foundation for a building. Each believer is building on that foundation. It says, God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation, and no other foundation can be laid. Some will use gold or silver or precious stones in building their foundation. Others will use wood or grass or straw. And the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. For on that day, fire will reveal everyone's work. The fire will test it and show its real quality. If what was built on the foundation survives the fire, the builder will receive a reward. Both the apostles Paul and John admitted they didn't know what the rewards of heaven would be like. We can't have any idea either, except to say that God is just and fair. He will pay his workers fairly then. Yes, there are rewards for faithfulness, but not necessarily down here on earth. A good verse to remember is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, which says, "Those who say that they belong to the Lord must turn away from their wrongdoing." The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.